Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another episode of Five Questions Only. I'm your host, Shekinah Fox. You can just call me Fox. For this second episode, I have Eduardo Jackson. Forgive me if I messed that name up. Forgive me.
Close enough.
He's an author, a poker player, and startup founder of movie gaming site Cinema Draft. He's an avid user of social media, which is really needed today. And he's, what we're going to be interviewing him about today is Bitcoin. He's like an expert in Bitcoin, and he stumbled upon it in 2013 while working for Upworthy. Hello, Mr. Eduardo Jackson.
Hey, Fox. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's it going today?
Well, overall, life is fine. It's been, Saturday, a little bit of work watching The Crown and also watching some of these cryptocurrency prices. You know, Bitcoin is down about $3,000, which, has some people freaking out. For me, par for the course.
When did it go down? Because the last I heard, it doubled from last week.
Yeah, so the thing about Bitcoin is that you can't truly treat it like you treat other, currencies, like traditional currencies or even asset classes. It's highly volatile. It's still a very young, mature, it's a very young, immature market. It's only, quote unquote, only capped around 350 billion-ish, depending on the day, versus, say, the gold market, which has $6 trillion of invested wealth. And so you're going to see, swings a lot because it's such a small market. I won't really say it's easily manipulated, but, you can see a lot of price swings off of, news, rumor, just it being Saturday. You just never know. So what's interesting is that, yes, it did have a really big run-up in the last couple of weeks, got a lot of attention. Finally, a lot of people who had been, screaming at me since 2013, it's a bubble, it's a Ponzi, finally shut up. CNBC's finally on board. So it's really interesting to watch, public sentiment do a complete 180 over the last 4 years. But yeah, it's a day like today, it's down to about maybe 14,000, 15,000-ish, whereas it was scraping almost 19,000, 20,000 just a couple days earlier.
Okay, now for the newbies in Bitcoin. I heard about Bitcoin maybe around 2013, 2014 sometime.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know what it was. Only people who really knew were the IT guys at the company I worked for. And I was just like, huh, what's that? Whatever. So for people who have no idea what Bitcoin is, can you go ahead and explain it in simple terms?
Sure, the ELI 5, explain like I'm 5 version, sure. Well, I like to start with, it's basically like PayPal without the banks. It is, person to person, use of both a currency, or what they call a cryptocurrency, which means that it's like digital and backed by mathematics. And you can exchange it, person to person. There's no central bank. There's no like U.S. Treasury or Mint or any of that nature. It's person to person, and each transaction is carried out on a digital ledger that everybody can see. So there's a record of every transaction in Bitcoin that's ever been made. And basically, it was created as a response to the manipulation of the economy and the global markets with the Great Recession in 2008. I actually just found out today that that Bitcoin.org was first reserved by, I think, Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2008, and then the very first block, what they call the Genesis block of Bitcoin, was created in 2009. So basically, to keep it simple, it's basically a person to person digital currency and also system of recording transactions between people that cannot be inflated or manipulated. There's only going to be a set finite amount, which is 21 million, and it'll be reached in 2140. And basically, I think a new block is spit out every 20 minutes. So it's being looked at now as a store of value, kind of like gold, but also you can use it to pay for stuff. Like, for example, I gave some Bitcoin to my massage therapist about 5 months ago. It is now sextupled in value, and now she wants me to pay her in Bitcoin. So
that is awesome.
This is gonna be fun.
So everyone's like, now people are hearing about it. They're jumping on board. I guess they feel safer with it now, you know, comfortable enough. How could someone get involved in purchasing some Bitcoins? Like, how much is it?
Well, so, well, the best way to start, you know, and shameless plug, would be to go to my site, blacksinbitcoin.com. We have a page called the Bitcoin Starter Kit, which goes ahead and explains to you, you know, the nuts and bolts of what Bitcoin is, how it works, how you can get some. I keep a digital counter on my page as far as like what the price is. You know, the price fluctuates, you know, real big swings, you know, daily. But there's a price thing on there. And one of the easiest ways, and I recommend this to most newbies only because it's the dead simple easiest way to get Bitcoin, is to go to go through my site to go to Coinbase, which is basically like the PayPal of Bitcoin. It's like really simple and easy to use. You basically set up an account there for free, and you can link your bank account or credit cards or a PayPal account even to Coinbase, and you can use Coinbase to buy Bitcoin from there. And they have like a dashboard that shows you what the real-time price of Bitcoin is, and you can buy and sell Bitcoin on Coinbase.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to do it.
That's what I've been told as well. Now, you mentioned your site is called Blacks in Bitcoin.
Yes.
I'm going to just go on a limb and say there probably aren't too many minorities within Bitcoin that, you know, that invest in Bitcoin, do you think? Or is it just, of course, the majority of other races?
Well, you'd be surprised. It's steadily growing. Now, at the time, at the time I set up blacksinbitcoin.com, I mean, I couldn't find anyone really. I mean, there might have been like one or two people at the time, but I really couldn't find anyone who was promoting Bitcoin exclusively. Well, not exclusively, but you know, but marketing it or target marketing it to our community. And I just felt like Bitcoin, like poker, which you know I do dabble in poker here and there. It's a totally egalitarian game. There's nothing, you know, there are no like height restrictions or age restrictions, whatever. It's all about what's between your ears. And same thing with Bitcoin, is like there's no real barriers to entry. You can buy a Bitcoin. It's divided to the millionth, so you can buy a Bitcoin for, you know, for pennies on the dollar, if that. And it, there's really nothing keeping people from getting into Bitcoin except for information and education. So I set up the site, I wouldn't say at time per se, but I set it up as like a hobby site around my professional poker playing back in 2014, January 2014. And I made some overtures to the large community because yes, the early adopters were largely white libertarian males. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. Thank you know, mm-hmm. I appreciate they were out there, you know, pushing the envelope. But one thing that I found was that there's a lack of diversity in the discussion, not just from race or anything, but mostly from gender. It was largely male, almost exclusively male at the time, and also just, you know, thought as well. Hello. Oh, can you hear me? I'm sorry, am I breaking?
I lost out when you said it was largely, I'm assuming you were going to go male.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's largely male, and while there's people from different countries participating, like I said, I didn't see or hear of a strong African American presence in the community. So I just wanted to set up a little shingle, like, hey, you know, there are black people out here who are interested, and if black people are actually looking to get involved, I just want to be like, hey, you're not alone, you know, you got friends, you know, and here's some basic beginner stuff. And you know, and I made a lot of, I put more energy into it a couple years ago, and it just never really caught on. Like no one really hollered the brother. And I was kind of out here on Bitcoin corner, you know, black or otherwise, you know, just out, you know, you're on the fringe, you know, and no one's really paying attention to us. And now, since Bitcoin has gained something crazy like 1300% in a year, now, you know, everyone wants to talk, and it's great. I've had, you know, a lot more interest in the site and doing interviews and stuff, and I just love spreading the word and talking about Bitcoin.
Now, do you think it's a conservative game, or because I wonder, can it be hacked? I was told maybe if you have your internet open on your computer, you shouldn't save any information there. You should save it on a hard drive because someone could hack your computer and then steal your Bitcoins.
So that leads to another slightly more complicated discussion about like securing your Bitcoin.
Okay.
And that's like a, I mean, and we can have it if you're interested. It basically comes down to, so when you actually have Bitcoin, like let's say you buy your Bitcoin from Coinbase, the wise thing to do is to move it off of Coinbase, to move it into what we call either a hardware wallet, which is, you know, usually like a USB type plug-in thing, or something like or a paper wallet, which I have, you know, which, you know, are vulnerable because they're paper. If there's like fire or something, you know, you're kind of screwed. But basically, you go online to a site where they spit out, you know, these wallets, and what you have is you have what's called a public key and a private key. And the public key is just, you know, your address where people can send you Bitcoin, where you can, you know, use that address to check on the status of your Bitcoin on blockchain.info. That's kind of where you can go to see what's going on in Bitcoin, like any address. And then also, but the private keys is what kind of gives you ownership. So it's kind of like you have a house and you have like a duplex, and on in the front part of the duplex, which is like the public side, is like your Airbnb. But then the backside is like your private house, and you want to have you don't give your guests those keys. You know, those are your private keys. So you want to store those private keys very securely. Me personally, I've gone as far as taking a physical picture from off, like not a screenshot, but taking a photograph of my screen with my private key, so it's never crossed any other, you know, electronics, whatever, never touched my hard drive. I've printed out that picture. I've made copies of that picture. I've stored it in like a plastic baggie. I actually just ordered a safe, should be coming in tomorrow. So I'm gonna store it in my safe. It's a fireproof, waterproof safe, and I've also sent copies of it to three different locations, so I can never hopefully possibly lose my private keys all the way. That's probably one of the more secure ways to secure your Bitcoin. Getting a wallet, keeping it out of an exchange like Coinbase, making multiple copies, storing it in safe places like safe deposit box or safe, and guarding it that way. And that's that. And otherwise, and your original question, I'm sorry, was that can it be hacked? The system itself, Bitcoin and the blockchain, cannot be hacked. It's backed by math, cryptologically sound. It's way over my pay grade. But the blockchain itself can't be hacked. But your wallet, if you don't secure it properly, absolutely can.
Okay. That sounds really complex.
I love you.
But I'm pretty sure you will get to that level once you have like a certain amount of Bitcoins. Like you can become a millionaire if you sell off a certain number of Bitcoins. Like
We have Bitcoin billionaires now.
The guys with the Facebook. Yeah. What are names again?
The Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss. Yeah. They're billionaires. Yeah.
Yeah, and those were the guys who I believe started Facebook.
Yeah, and the social network in that movie, mm-hmm. You know, Armie Hammer played them. Yeah, they're the Facebook guys, and they took $11 million of their $65 million Facebook settlement and bought up just a crap ton of Bitcoin and got on them, you know, good for them. And they bought it like $120 each. So, I mean, I got in at $88, and even then I felt late to the party in May of 2013 because I'd first heard about it around $50 each.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. But yeah, they bought theirs at $120 each, about $11 million worth. And they're sitting pretty. They're doing well.
But I thought it can only go up to 21 million. That's why I'm confused.
No, right. But at the time they bought their Bitcoin, they bought $11 million worth of Bitcoin at $120 each. So however many that Bitcoin that is, 11 million divided by 120. So yeah, about 92,000 Bitcoin here or there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's just a plan of Bitcoin out there.
Okay. Now, for someone like me, how much is Bitcoin at the moment? One Bitcoin. How much is it?
Okay, well, let me check my phone because
I think it went up to like 15 grand.
Yeah, no, I keep the price on my phone. I love it. So the CoinDesk aggregated price right now is $14,045 for a single Bitcoin, for whole Bitcoin.
Okay, so if I invest $50, I guess is a piece of a Bitcoin, and then I want to come back and I can just continue to put money in, sell off and move the money, then I'm totally clueless, as you can see, when it comes to the Bitcoin, but I really want to get into it.
So what do you, well, let me ask you this question. I mean, let me switch the interview around a little bit. What would you like to do with Bitcoin? What's piqued your interest about Bitcoin recently?
Well, the amount of money that it's another way of investment. I figure, hey, it's maybe the way of the future. Who knows how this will go? Let me get started. I didn't get started years ago when I first heard about it. Why not start now somewhere? I just want to build up, have a
You don't feel like it's too late? You don't feel like you've missed out? It's too expensive?
part of me. Well, at first I did. I was kind of hesitant. I was like, well, maybe it's too late, but it's like, who knows? It can probably continue to grow, 20 years from now. Why not?
Love that optimism, Fox. And only reason why I ask that question is because I always get that question. I can't tell you how many times over the years, most recently in the last like year and a half, but I can't tell you how many times people are like, oh, well, it's too expensive now, I missed out. And then like a month later, it hits a new all-time high. And then now it seems like daily or weekly, there's a new all-time high. And I just keep telling everyone, it's never too late. It's just not. First of all, Bitcoin is created like through the blockchain system. There's like a new block every 20 minutes, so that eventually, when we hit the max of 21 million, it won't be until 2000, 2140. So we've got over about 100 years to go. And there's already 16.7 million Bitcoin produced. So it's about less than 5 million to go. It's only going to get more scarce and more valuable. If so, for example, if there's something like 15 million millionaires in the United States, something like that, every millionaire, if they wanted to right now, could not own a single Bitcoin if they wanted to, because there's not enough. So it's only going to go up in price as it gets more scarce and rare. And with institutional money coming in, like the Chicago Mercantile Exchange coming on with Bitcoin futures market on Monday, it's going to be nuts. It's never too late, Fox. It's never too late.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, can it crash just like the stock market?
Sure, but it's not likely. Now, I'll tell you when it was likely to crash is when I was first getting started. It was at $88. It ran up to as high as like a was 1100, 1125 in that same year, end of 2013, and then it went all the way back down to around 250 in 2015. And so the threat of it going to zero or losing even more value was very real back then. But now, because there's so much attention to it, there's so much money invested in this space, because there's so many, governments who are creating legislation to regulate it and make it legal and to make it more useful. I mean, I don't see it truly crashing. You will always have these wild swings. You'll always have these, 10 to 15, maybe even 20% swings in price valuation fluctuation. But because it is a scarce resource, because you can't print more of it or manipulate it like you can, say, the US dollar, because so many people are here to buy the dips. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to figure out how I can find some money to buy it while it's currently down under 15,000 right now. I mean, there's just too much support for it to totally crash and go to zero.
Well, this has been so enlightening, great, informative. Just one more question.
Okay. Restart. You
Okay.
said you wrote this
I
question.
saw an article where it says, should you invest in Bitcoin or real estate? Do you think in the future, we'll be able to purchase real estate with Bitcoin?
You already can. There's a site
Wow.
called, let me see if I can bring this up, called BitPremier, where they're selling islands like 3 years ago. I mean, it's not, BitPremier, sorry. BitPremier.com. And, well, looks like they're gone. Well, once upon a time, you could buy, I mean, they're there, but it's not like what it used to be. Because you could buy like, islands. I think someone was selling a jet at one time. I mean, you can buy property with Bitcoin. You can buy a lot of different things with Bitcoin these days. And as it gets more popular, you can buy all sorts of different services. I mentioned like my massage therapist. I also had an accountant who did my company's taxes. He, offered to get paid in Bitcoin. I'm having some work done for my site, with a designer being paid in Bitcoin. So yeah, there's no reason why you can't buy land with Bitcoin. And actually, I know a guy who's lived entirely off Bitcoin for the last 2+ years. So he pays his rent in Bitcoin. So yeah, why not? What I would say, just like with most investments or any investments, and I am not a financial advisor, but why not diversify? Own a little bit of both. They're not making any more land, as my mom likes to say, and they're not making any more, well, they're making more Bitcoin, but at a steady, unmanipulated rate. So you might as well get some of both, you know, hedge your bets, but I think you're going to see more explosive returns in the short and long term in Bitcoin. It's common theory that we will see, you know, a Bitcoin worth $1 million each in our lifetime. Some people think it as soon as, like, you know, as soon as, you know, 3 to 5 years, if not 2 years.
Okay. Wow. This is so good. There are so many more questions I have, but we're running out of time. I want to thank you, Mr. Eduardo Jackson, from www.blacksandbitcoin.com. Was there anything, any last words you would like to say before we end the show?
No, my primary interest in Bitcoin is spreading, you know, this information, and usually for free. You've seen a lot of people come up who are really trying to take advantage of the lack of information or new people to the space, and really trying to charge outrageous prices for what, you know, really should be free. I just like spreading the word about Bitcoin. I like giving away $5 of Bitcoin, you know, to people I randomly come across. And if you don't have any Bitcoin, you know, Fox, I'm gonna send you $5 of Bitcoin as soon as this podcast ends to get you started on Coinbase. Because that $5, I promise you, a year from now will not be worth $5. All right, it will be worth considerably more. And once you see it in action, there's nothing like, you know, there's nothing like it in the euphoria and watching the price rise and feeling like you're part of something. And I feel like we have, as I like to say, a once in a generation opportunity to create generational wealth. And I don't want us to pass it by.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, thank you for listening to 5 Questions Only. I'm your host, Shekinah Fox. And once again, you can go to blacksinbitcoin.com, read up more, get more information. And you can also go into Coinbase from blacksinbitcoin.com website. Thank you again.
Thanks for having me. Great show. Appreciate it. Thank you.